All right. On your signal, boss. Finally. Showtime. All right, everyone, this is the robbery. You know the drill. Get down on your knees and keep your hands where I can see them. Come on, piggies. I said put your goddamn hands up. I ain't saying it again. On the ground. Now. See? Now that's how you do it. The rest is up to you guys. Take care of security and get the boss what he needs. Aw, come on, guys. I scared them shitless for you. That way we won't be having any reckless morons who want to foil our plans. Aren't I such a good teammate? You and your discretion, boss. Where's the fun in that? The cops will be on us anyways, even if we try the sneaky route. This place has cameras too, so why not barge in and get this done as quickly as possible? Ugh, fine. I guess I can keep watch with Mr. Rucksack over here. Just try not to take too long like last time. Aye, aye, sir. You heard the boss. You'll be keeping watch with me over the civvies. Make sure none of them reach for their phones. I don't want the police here ahead of schedule. Yeah, whatever. Just take that side and start patrolling already. Well, people, it looks like it's just you and me now. Keep still and be good, little piggies. But I won't promise him if my fucking trigger finger slips a little every now and then. Just pray my gun's not hovering over you when that happens. Such a fragile bunch. Hope I don't give any of y'all a heart attack while rambling to you guys. Boss will be real mad if I killed one of our precious hostages. This is our biggest heist, you know? Hitting one of the biggest banks in the country's no small feat. But this place holds so much money, we'll probably be set for life. Hell, this might even get us into the history books if we pull it off. But history's a boring way to have our names immortalized. I want to be remembered by people just talking about us. Out of our book that no one wants to read. Besides, history's boring. That and math had to be the most boring classes to take back in school. Am I right? I asked you a question. I said, am I fucking right? Thank you. Finally, someone agrees. The cash is fine and all, but being put on guard duty, ugh. What are you staring at, huh? Hey, you got a job, right? Don't you just hate how slow it is? It's like you just want to stab your brain with something sharp and twist it around until you hear your brain go pop and kick the can! Right? I'm talking to ya. You gonna answer? Not a lot of people get the privilege to talk to me after I meet them. Ugh. You're no fun. I swear, the boss just loves to put me on babysitting duty. Why can't we get to the good stuff already? And why does he have to be so serious all the time? Secrecy ain't shit when you'll eventually get sniffed out by word of mouth. People outside the bank can just look through the windows and blow our whole operation. We're on borrowed time as is. At least with my method, I don't have to end up bumbling around the place keeping an eye on hostages and being bored out of my mind. Well, looky here. You're shivering like crazy. What? Are you scared of little me? Don't worry. Your brain is gonna stay just where it is. Unless you get on my bad side. Oh, you wanna see your family, huh? Don't worry. I can do that for you, free of charge. All you gotta do is look at me and open wide. To see the eyes of someone who thinks they're about to die. Relax. Just don't provoke me and you'll go home in one piece. Okay? Cool. Man, what a fragile little flower. Scared shitless in the softest bunches. But scaring the living daylights out of them kind of reminded me of something. What was it again? Damn. I had the thought back at the hideout. It was a really good one, too. That's right! I always wanted a plaything. Someone I can nag and mess with, poke and prod whenever I feel like it. Kind of like a chew toy. But that's just wishful thinking. The gang and I have just about robbed all the good banks around the city. And just about no one catches my eye. Everyone here looks like they'd shit themselves straight up. Wouldn't be surprised if they'd break down crying by a little paper cut. They'd rather live in their rich, sheltered home and fancy routine lives instead of doing something dangerous for once. It's so boring! Why can't I just find another like me? At this point, I'll have better luck finding the balls my boss doesn't have. I just need someone that isn't afraid of a little close run-in with death. Is that so much to ask? Oh, my finger nearly slipped on the trigger. Boss would have seethed so much if that happened. Good thing no one noticed what I almost did. The hell are they staring at me for? What are you looking at? Don't you see I'm threatening you? Tell me what you were looking at! You really like staring at me, huh? Sucks that my patience is short. Last chance! Huh? Huh. Really? That's how you're gonna respond? Calling me hot? What a weirdo. Who says that while being held at gunpoint? Looks like whatever god up there in the middle of bumfuck nowhere threw me a bone for once. Maybe this fella's a keeper. Kumo. Now don't give me that look, man. After giving me the stink eye for so long and calling me hot, I thought for sure you'd want a name from the crazy chick with the boomstick. Even if the name ain't real. Oh, the gig? Pays well, at least. But I can't give all the deets about this job or boss will have my head in a platter. At least, that's what he tells me. He doesn't have the guts to do it. But I wouldn't be too forgiving. Nah, you didn't hear nothing. So, I gotta ask, why talk to the chick with more than a few screws loose? Looking for trouble? Or do you want something else? Oh, this! Taking a liking to my little boomstick, huh? Hell yeah! One of the weapon people would recognize! Looks cool, huh? Smartass! I know the internet exists for this sort of stuff. Just not many folks like talking about weapons, what type exists, how deadly they are, how much they hurt, how you can, you know, use them to make someone squeal real good. At least you're honest. I know I'm a little batshit, but wouldn't I be boring without a little bit of crazy in me? That's what I like to hear, Porco. You might be the most fun piggy I've ever talked to. It's a good thing you don't shy away from my type of crazy. By the way, you aren't just saying this to distract me, right? I'd be real pissed off if the feds catch us off guard. If they did, I'd have to let my finger slip on all these poor meat sacks. Hell, I even had someone here wanting to see their family after this. And I bet they're not the only one. Don't want to deny them that now, do ya? Good boy. At least you seem smart enough to pick your fights. But you can stop with the whole interested act. I know you're just playing it up to save these losers. Sacrificing yourself so you look good in front of everyone here and gain attention. But do you really want that? So far, so good. Even if they're not really unhinged as I am. But that might be a good thing, now that I think about it. Really? You really think a chick like me is something you'd be into? Someone who'd kill everyone here without hesitation and not feel remorse? Someone that can easily turn on you because I feel like it? You think you'd want someone like me, Big Shot? Alright then. How about the life I live? Being a criminal and all, we're really not welcomed in this part of the city. Our place isn't the best, but we have to bail often. Traveling to places some might call deadly. It's a dangerous life after all. And the reputation that comes with it will have so many scumbags gunning after you. They'll be trying to pull a bullet through your eyes or shove a knife down your throat. Dog eat dog, you know. That's the lifestyle that awaits you. Oh, no. The folk you rely on can turn on you, too. So let me tell ya, it is dangerous as shit out there. And given enough life-threatening scenarios for so long, it can make a gal go fucking ballistic! You know? So with all that being said, you sure you want to shoot your shot, pal? What the hell? Why not? They seem like a good fit to be my plaything. Now I wonder how I'm gonna... Oh, the cops are on the way. Looks like the boys have finished the job too. Don't you move. I'm binding you up real good. You're coming with me. Too late now. You caught my eye, so I'm bagging myself a keeper. Follow me and don't act up. I don't want to put a fresh hole in ya. Got it? Hey, boss! Got the money loaded up in the van? Huh? What? Them? This fella caught my eye, so I'm taking them with me. They're no hostage! They want to tag along, but it's more because of me and not you guys. Come on, boss! Don't be like that! I plan to toss their phone and wallet to the fire. The feds won't let their hounds loose if there's nothing left to sniff. Oh, right. I forgot we're kind of on the clock right now. Well, it's too late to throw them back to the others, so we might as well throw them in while we still have the time. So move the fuck out of my way, so we can leave! I knew you'd see things my way, boss. Hold still, bud. This might hurt. Alright. Time to work. Floor it! Not too bumpy for ya. Situation's a little hectic. You know, with the cops chasing us and all. Oh, the sirens? Yeah, you'll get used to them. They'd be less annoying if someone knew how to drive fast. Hope you don't mind the extra company. As much as I want to keep doing my job out there, the adrenaline's got me thinking about the fresh face I bagged. So, I came here to see you. Saki, I might as well give you my actual name. You'll be using it a lot from now on. So, now that we're back here by ourselves, what's your name, Fresh Meat? I know what I said. Just answer the question. Actually, I don't care. At the end of the day, you'll be sticking with me from now on. So just to keep things simple, you're my Porco. Suits you anyways. Hey, you signed up for this. This is how we name regular faces. Boss, rucksack, glasses, bullhead. And now you. These four are the crew of our heist. It's only been these four that I have a name for. Now it's five. I know what I said. You'll be a regular around here, you know. If we get out of this shithole alive. The others? The piggies get no name. They're all the same. So now it's the four and now you, Porco. You're so weird. You think it's a cute pet name, huh? Maybe there is something fucked up inside you. But who cares? At the end of the day, we're all just people with various degrees of madness. I just got more of it, you know? I think they shook off another one of our pursuers. Oh, well, this is interesting. I think I hear a chopper nearby. Things are gonna ramp up! I wanna get a good shot on the heli! God, my trigger finger's itching for a good gunfight! Sit tight there, Porco! I'm gonna assist the boys up front and get this adrenaline going! Oh shit! You almost died there, huh? Those bullets nearly put holes in our bodies! Through a tunnel now. Guess that chopper won't be an issue anymore. We still have cops in our tail. Hi. You noticed, huh? Drunk with adrenaline. Yeah, and I love it. Do you know why I love it? Death. We all have to face it one day. But nearly meeting it by a hair's breadth, riding on the edge. It's a dangerous life, but it's what makes my heart go boom, boom, real fast. The sounds of bullets and the thumps they make rock my body every time I pull the trigger. Feels good, feels real good. And the thrill, oh God, the thrill. I live for shit that gets me on my feet. Keeps me on my toes and threatens to kill me if I make a mistake. Oh, that pumps so much adrenaline into me and I'm addicted to it! I was hooked on it when I got my first taste, you know? I found my calling in life. No more monotonous shit. This adrenaline, if this is what it takes to get more of it, to get shot at and do dangerous gigs, then I'll take it. Oh, I know where I am, Porco. Straddling you, pushing you against one of our money sacks and leaning so close. Talking about this feeling. Got my... What? I'm doing something here, boss. So let me be! Yeah? We'll go get Rucksack to take my place! I bet he could hit straight for once if you keep driving like you're blind! Or do you want glasses to take over? Yeah, whatever, jackass! Ugh. Just ignore those clowns. I'm too busy talking to you. Oh, this adrenaline. My finger's itching to let loose. Like this pistol. Ready to put a bullet in someone? All loaded and safety's off. It's live and ready to take a life. You wouldn't mind if I scoot closer to you and wrap my arms around your neck with it, right? Man, what a freak! You really like it when I get close, huh? Aren't you afraid this psycho, high on adrenaline, may kill ya? If my finger slips and I'm in the mood, who knows what'll happen? And I picked him right. Let me cut you a deal. Scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours. I promise it will be worth it. Get me off right now. Well, I don't fucking care if we're still being chased. Take a look around, Porco. Don't you feel it? Hairs on the back of your neck going up. Heart pounding in your chest. The chase. The adrenaline. Remember how we nearly died by the chopper's guns earlier? We were so close to dying, huh? We were this close. Kind of like how close I am to you. It feels exciting, doesn't it? See this? My pistol from earlier? How does it feel to be so close to danger? So close to dying right here. A nasty pothole on the road. And I could blow your brains out. Yet, we're still here, huh? Guns can be used to kill. I do it a lot and it feels right. But they can be used for something else. Like licking it. And getting you so close to me. Don't you fucking move. Don't move. Don't mind me rubbing myself on ya. I just want to see where the high takes me now that I got you. Salty. Oh, I like a little sweat with my plaything. This is what gets me going, you know? In here, we're just sitting fucking ducks, ready to be skewered by bullets. And think about it, this might not be the only way. Boss could be a shit driver and careen us all off a cliff, or crash into a brick wall. The van could explode by some freak accident, or if the engine finally kicks the can. Hell, maybe the feds will call it backup and send in the SWAT to off us all. We could die at any moment, any place, any time. Yeah, we're still kicking and breathing. So close to dying. Oh, I love it. This is what makes my job exciting. This is what I live for, and it's what I'll always love doing. I don't need fixing. I need a reason to exist. That reason is to kill, so I can feel alive. Oh, you got hard. This got interesting. Say, how'd you feel about taking a quick snooze for me? Nighty-night-night.
Oh, shit! This fucker is hard!
Hello? Are you in there?
said wake up! Finally. I thought I conked you too hard in the van. Don't want my plaything to be a limp rag doll. Although, if I ever did kill you, I'd just turn you into a shooting dummy. Yep. You're still bound. But this time, I fixed you into a chair and used chains. Much better than rope, right? Oh, I just like the sound it makes whenever I do what I want to my plaything. The jingles let me know I'm doing a real good job. Where are you? That's a stupid question.
We're in the hideout, obviously.
You're in my neck of the woods. My little dingy corner, my place.
I know it's a garage, but look! Look at all my stuff on the walls! All the guns, tools, everything! I even got my trophies hanging, too! I need you to pretty it up a bit since I'm gonna have you over. May not be the most frilliest room for a girl, but you're still in the girl's room.
Gotta make it presentable for you, you know?
Shh. That is not a bumper of a cop car. That's a trophy! Same as the officer's cap and bloody robe. All deeds and achievements of mine from a while ago. Especially that robe. Fuck, I missed that gig. First taste of blood, my first skill. Good times.
Looking away, hmm? What are you scared of? Or do you just want to get to the good stuff? Well, if you paid attention earlier, I hope you picked the second option. That's what I like to hear. Now lend me an ear for a sec, because I'll be honest with ya. When I put you to sleep, I was actually thinking about throwing you out the van and watching you tumble down the highway. Would have been a hell of a sight to see the fear of someone you thought was in the clear, only to get their ass kicked out of a speeding van. I wouldn't have blinked either. Oh, I know you'd shake your pants if I pulled it on you. But something happened before that. You popped a stiffy while I was on top of you. Got me interested just like that. Something inside me clicked. Made me realize you weren't bluffing. You really are a freak. Now, you won't just be my plaything to do whatever I want with ya. What else? You'll be my toy? Simple as that. My special Porco toy. Don't you remember back at the bank? I can one day decide to off you because I can. I have the power to do that, you know? That's how I operate, because I'm not so stable up there. But keep me interested, and I'll make sure to keep you around for a long time. Boss be damned. Oh, yeah. The heist went without a hitch. We escaped, took the money, and got myself a fat deposit. And even though the money's fine and all, that chase... I still have my high from it. And since the boys are away for a bit, we're all alone now. Let me sit on your lap. I hope you get used to it, because I'll be doing it a lot from now on. Oh, so hard too, huh? Good. I need this shit, and you're gonna give it to me. God damn it, Stiff! I can't wait to use this. You like this, huh? Having my hands inside your pants and stroking you? You're lucky I handled guns for a long time. Makes my hand extra dexterous. Whatever that means. Alright, enough with this covered shit. I want to see what I'm working with. Yep, I bagged a keeper, all right. Fuck, you look like your meat's about to turn to stone. It's so hard. You really are into fucked up chicks, huh? Well, I hope you don't miss my hand on your dick. Because I think it's hard enough. Guess the proof's there, huh? You really think I'm hot? Okay then, Porco. How about I slide myself off and get on my knees? Bet that'll get you going some more. Or how about I open my pretty little mouth right over your tip? Let you feel how warm my trap is. That's too fucking bad, then. You can't jerk yourself or try dry humping because of those chains. I'm an expert at tying chains, you know? You won't be going anywhere. Means I can use this here. Oh, I can't wait to use this puppy. You like my smile? But I bet you didn't expect some sharp canines, huh? I didn't think you'd see them back in the van since the lighting was shit. But now in the moonlight, you can see them all. Actually, that got me thinking. Change of plans. I'll be using these on your brick. Just gonna graze them and keep you on edge. So sit still and try not to twitch too much, Porco. How does it feel? Being so close to danger. Having your prick being grazed by my chompers. I could clamp down and have a mouthful of cock if I want. But I won't chomp down. Not if I don't feel like it. My tongue feels good on you too, huh? Making you pre real easily. But remember how close you are between these teeth. The same teeth I used to chomp off the earlobe of a douchebag. Ah, oh, you're such a fucking freak, Porco! You really like this, huh? Maybe I should go faster. See how you do when I amp things up. You hold up pretty well. But how about I just lick the tip and make you real sensitive? I just want to see your chains jingle. Just don't squirm too much. Too much twitching and I might poke a hole through. That's a lot of free. You're really getting into this. Oh, but I know you just want to shove your dick in face fuck me, huh? Your fear is stopping you from pushing and turning your dick into Swiss cheese. So you have to sit still and let me play with ya. Actually, I changed my mind. I'll pop it in my mouth. But not like this. I have a much better way of doing this. You and your stupid questions. I hope you like black, big guy, because that's all you're gonna see with these panties. There. Now keep still and let me climb on ya. I promise this will be worth it. This is what I mean. Boss doesn't call me Psycho Spider Monkey for nothing. Hope you like the view of my black panties, because you have a job to do. Eat me out and I'll suck you from down here. Scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Don't worry. I won't bite. Shit. It's been too long. I'm already wet from all this. So I hope you'll lick me up like a good boy. I'll just treat myself with this slab of meat. What? Didn't expect getting a blowjob upside down? Oh, don't worry, doll. My brain may be fogged, but I can get very creative when motivated. Plus, I don't get dizzy while I'm like this. Can't get dizzy when there's no brain. Now shut it and keep eating me out. That's it, Piggy. Get in there and really put your tongue to work. I heard guys like you like thighs wrapped around their head. So don't mind if mine starts squishing your skull. It just means you're doing good. You're twitching a bit. What? Can't handle my mouth down on your dick? Then you sure as shit won't last long when I go down faster. I want to see you squirm for me. Pulling my panties to the side? What are you waiting for, doll? Give me your all. That's what I'm talking about. I'll get your tongue deep in there and give me a good licking. Fuck. You're really putting your back into it. But too bad I felt you twitch in my mouth. Looks like you have to work harder for me to nut at the same time as you. Actually, that's what we're gonna do now, Piggy. So give me your best. Oh, fuck. Work that fucking tongue. Oh, that's it. I'm locking my legs behind your head. Oh, can't escape now, porco. Oh, keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, I needed this. Shit. Look what you're making me say. Oh, I'm about to fucking come. Oh, so I want you to blow your load inside my mouth. God, I'm about to come. Come on, dude, don't hold back. Give me your spunk and I'll give you a face full of mine. Just fucking come. Salty. Didn't think you'd be so backed up. Thanks for the meal. Hope you got a mouthful of my girl cum. Because that felt good. I needed that for so long. And just like that, I'm straddling you again. Oh, I kind of feel woozy after that orgasm. By the way, don't think we're done here, Porco. I still got more needs to get out of my system. And I never said we just hit it once and call it quits. That's right, motherfucker! This dick belongs to me now. So while it's still hard, I want to use it again. And I know exactly where to put your little friend here. God, it's gonna feel great when I get this dick inside me. All you can do is sit back while I use this as a toy. Condoms? You wanna use condoms? What's that? Aw, are you sensitive down there? Well, too bad. You're gonna give me another fat load, all right? Get a feel for my walls clamping down on you as I ride my toy. No more words. I'm gonna ride ya hard. So relax a bit and don't mind this deadly fella in my hand. Just focus on how good this feels and give me what I want. You're quick to agree, huh? You'll enjoy this, all right. My pussy needs this cock, so I'm gonna give it what it wants and go faster! I love the plap plap noises we make. So many lewd sounds coming from us. Sounds so good. Feels so good. And your musk. God. Packing you back at the bank was so worth it. So fucking worth it. I hope you last long enough, Porco. I want to cream on it hard. Come here. I hope you love my taste, because you'll be tasting it more often. Hold on to something. I'm gonna ride this fucker faster. Fuck yes! Oh, I needed this. I love this. So close to the edge. So close to creaming. So close. I want you to pump me full. Give me everything. Don't you fucking dare skimp out on me. I need it. 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 I fucking need it. Fine. Fill me up. That's a good Porco. Got me seeing stars with how hard I rode ya. I bet I sent you to cloud 9 with that stupid face you're making. Fuck. That was good. I'm definitely keeping you all to myself. You'll be doing this much more often. So I want my toy to be prepared with what I dish out. That's a promise. Your dick's still hard? Oh, you're definitely gonna feel this in the morning. You won't mind me using it while you're conked out, right? This one doesn't hit as hard. It's made out of cheap shit.
Ugh. Oh well. Let's see how long you'll last. I can't wait to milk you dry.